Going to read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the book of 2 Timothy, the third chapter. 2 Timothy, the third chapter. Very familiar scripture we're going to read this morning. Sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief. Oft escaped the tempter's snare, by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear. To him whose truth and righteousness engage the waiting souls to bliss. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word, and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for him, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer. May I thy consolation share, till from Mount Pisgah's lofty height I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh I'll drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize, and shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer. Amen. First song we sung today. Got some wonderful words in it. Third chapter, 2 Timothy, we're going to start with the first verse. We need your prayers. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false, accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Janice and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their follies shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and at Iconium and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, this is a very familiar chapter, we know, this morning, and we know that it's a portion of what Paul had charged Timothy with. And the things that he brought out in the first part of this chapter, talking about men. And he didn't give a very good outlook of what Timothy was going to face. Many things I thought that as you read the first 8 or 9 verses that you could put the year 2024 in its place. The year 2024. But I think that this scripture, now Paul was trying to charge Timothy and he is getting him prepared for things that he was going to face. Literally face. In his lifetime. And he wanted him to know that assuredly that Paul had tried to teach him, and that he had seen out of Paul, that it was true and it was real and it was good enough to stand on. Amen. The rock. Amen. He is on the rock. Amen. I know this morning that this doesn't sound, you say, preacher, that sounds pretty rough. Sounds to me like Timothy was in a pretty rough situation. According to Paul, things wasn't going to look too good. And on top of that, he said, it's going to get worse. It's exactly what he told him. It's going to get worse. I want to talk this morning, the Lord help me, for just a few minutes, my friend, about without God. Without God. I thought several times that over the years, my friend, what this world would be, and you can look at it today, what this world would be without the church. Without the church. It'd be terrible. It'd be awful. You say, preacher, it is awful. Not like it could be. There's something, my friend, about the church that keeps stability in the midst of a crumbling world. Yes, it does. I want to talk to us this morning real serious, brethren, about without God. You can be in the house of God every time the doors are open and still be without God. Yes, you can. Brethren, it's happening more and more as we go along. Why do you think? I'm just going to be plain this morning. Why do you think that all these new churches are branching out? Why do you think? You say, well, preacher, it's a new community and they this, that, and another. That's not the reason. Brethren, the number one reason is that most of them wants to believe what they believe without God. Yes, sir. Without Him. Brethren, have you ever realized what it would be like to be without God this morning? You think about it. More of this world without Him than there are with Him. Yes, sir. I believe I can say that. Yes, sir. Brethren, God will recognize His people. Brethren, when His people recognize Him this morning. Woo! That's how it works. Proof, my friend. The Word says, draw nigh to me, then I will draw nigh to you. Amen. Who has control? Where's it start? Yes, sir. Search me, O God. Send the revival. Start the work in me this morning. Woo! That's how it works without God. You ever thought what it'd be like without God? Look around you. Look around you. Turmoil. Look around you. My friend, families broken apart. They got no family foundation, my friend. I'm not going to get on to a lot of the things, my friend, that I could, but I want you to know something. Brethren, for young people to act like they're acting, brethren, they've seen things done without God this morning. Amen. Yes, they have. They're acting out, my friend, because they have nothing they can turn to. Brethren, they act out what they've been raised in. Without God. Read them verses. Read them. Preacher, that's just for Timothy's day. I believe Timothy would fit in today, don't you? Yes, sir. I believe Timothy would have to get a hold of everything Paul taught him, brother, to stand in a wicked world like we've got. Folks, it does my heart good when young people, my friend, testify. Yes, sir. When young people, my friend, can't contain brethren themselves because of the Holy Ghost this morning. Does me good. Don't you? You look around this world, we don't give a lot of thought, my friends, sometimes to what goes on out there. I'll be honest with you, I don't get caught up in everything that's going on. But I want you to know that this world is acting without a God today. Yes, they are. People in charge don't got no God. Hear me. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you can't blame it on them. Brethren, we put them in the office. Somebody did. The larger percentage put them in. Did they not? Yes, sir. And we've had to live, thank God, off the residue. Read your Bible and see if it didn't happen that way. Evil king get in charge, my friend, and he done things exactly like he wanted to do them without God today. Yes, sir. Wouldn't recognize God, wouldn't recognize his command. You think that people's come up with that today? My friend, it's an old adage. And brethren, it's the reason this world in the shape it's in. Without God. Preacher, I ain't coming to church and be preached to. Well, I got news for you. One way or another, my friend, God going to get you a message before you leave here. Yes, sir. Preacher, you sure about that? 100%. Ain't no question. Why, preacher, these people ain't never been raised in church. My friend, God's got a way, folks, of getting in touch with them. Yes, he has. I'm glad this morning, my friend, that I've got an opportunity. I have the privilege, my friend, to come to the house of God, yes, sir, and worship him. Thank God in spirit, woo, and in truth this morning. We don't have to be without God. You turn your life toward this world. You turn your life and live like the world. My friend, you'll do it without God this morning. His sheep don't wander to pastures. Do you know that? The Bible says his sheep know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow. Woo! You listen to the world, you must be of the world. It's just plain talk. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ain't no such thing as God. Ain't no such thing. You talk to folks, they'll tell you. Ain't no such thing as God. Have no need of God. Have no respect of God. My friend, and I want you to know that they'll die without God this this morning. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. They'll die a death, my friend, and it'll be just like if it was Jezebel. Is that not right? My friend, that they might not be a marker put here. Here lies Jezebel for all the wickedness she done. Preacher, they ain't people wicked like that. Where are you living? We'll run around. I don't mind telling you. I've heard the news. You probably have too, my friend, about the shooting here and there. 14-year-old. You wonder sometimes. You say, well, they just put him to death, try him like an adult. Brethren, that will not fix the matter this morning. Won't fix the problem. That ain't where the problem lies. Well, preacher, we got to get rid of guns. I tell you, you get rid of them and the outlaws be the only one got them. Proven. Proven. Yes, sir. Without God, I don't know about you, but when I began thinking about this message, my friend, it troubled me, Jeff, to even think what it would be like without God this morning. I'm going to tell you something. Some of you's been raised, my friend, different. Preacher, I'm my own person. I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'll tell you what, if you're a child of God, you'll do it without God. He don't tempt man with evil. Do you know that? He tempteth no man with evil. You cannot say when temptation comes your way and it's evil, you cannot say that God sent it. But you are tempted when you are drawn away with your own lust. And when lust has conceived, did you hear that? When lust has conceived, that means it's temptation no longer. Actions have already been put in place. Conceived. Yes, sir. It brings forth sin. Preacher, you mad at us? Not a bit. It'd be sad, brethren, to live in this world without God. I'm glad I don't have to. Ain't you? I'm glad. And I'm going to go just a little bit further, my friend. I would to God that every young person had the privilege that I have when I come through the ranks. Listen, I've always said this, and years ago they'd talk about what's happened to the young folks. Young folks gone crazy, and they went after drugs and all such as this, and I'd read the paper. We was locking up 50-year-olds and 60-year-olds, yes, sir, and 70-year-olds for drug possessions, intent to sell. Hear me. Brethren, it wasn't the young folks. It was the older ones without God in their life. It's still that way. I'm persuaded. I could say something. Well, I'll tell you this. And I'm not, I'm not for any means. I didn't come to the place in my life to where sin was not pleasurous. I didn't come to that place in my life before I got saved. I had pleasure in sin. I did. I enjoyed myself. I done things. I was 13 year old and could purchase beer around the corner. Yes, sir. I'm not telling you fairy tale. I'm telling you a fact. Been done. 13 year old. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, that ain't possible. It happened in my day. We'd ride bicycles around, drinking. You didn't have to have a car. Huh? You didn't have to be 21. You hear me? You didn't have to be. Now, I'm going to tell you something, my friend. That's just how laxed things are. That's just how laxed, my friend. If I was 13 year old, how old was I? 13. What year was it? 1967. 1967. Marijuana hadn't even been thought of. Well, it had, but it hadn't in Adairsville, Georgia. I can tell you that. Yeah, preacher, we got to keep our children away from all this. I'm going to tell you what you better do. You better get a hold of God. And you better get a hold of God on your children's behalf. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You all know today, I promise you. I promise you. Brethren, it does not matter. What's going on in this world is readily available for young people at any age, my friend. Amen. And it's happening without God. You hear me? It's growing. It's spreading. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I'm glad. I really am. I'm 100% glad that God dealt with me. Because I was headed down the wrong road. Yes, sir. I'm glad He dealt with me.
Yeah, me too.
And you know what, Crafton? I'm going to tell you something. He didn't bring up one bad thing I was doing. Not one bad thing. You know what got a hold of me? The realization that if I died in the condition I was in, I'd split hell wide open.
Amen.
That bothered me. Ew. That really bothered me. That got a hold of me. Church, we better pray, my friend, that the Spirit of God gets a hold of people around this community because they're living without God this morning. It's infiltrated our churches. Yes, sir. It's infiltrated, my friend, people's lives between them and the Lord. You say, preacher, I remember so-and-so, and they got saved, and they done this and that. But they ain't been living right for years. I want to tell you something. The Bible says itself. It said, it's not every one that saith, Lord, Lord, that knows Him. That's what the Bible says. Not every one that saith, Lord, Lord, that knows Him. You know what that means to me? That means that you better know Him as your Savior. He'll save the world. Do you know that? He can change this ungodly world that we're living in. He can. And brethren, the truth of it is, the church, my friend, is a life-giving source. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But men are what? Haters of God. Haters of them that do good. Is that not what this scripture says? Truth breakers. Without natural affection. Listen. Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that do good or that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Does that sound like anybody? Does that not sound like the world? You know why that's carrying on in the world? It's because they are without God. The sad part of it is, my friend, why would we want to be like the world? We're afraid we're going to hurt people's feelings today. We don't want people to think bad of us. We don't want people, my friend, to talk about us. We just want to live life like we want to live it. And we don't want anybody telling us how to live. Does that sound like anybody? When you turn to the world, you're turning without God. And when it's without God, my friend, they ain't nothing left but evil. You know that? The source of everything you do will come from evil. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you can't preach that. I can preach to you, my friend, that I'm evil. Preacher, you can't do that. Paul said, that of which I would do, I do not. Is that not what he said?
Yeah.
That I would not do, he said, that I do. You know what Paul was talking about? He is talking about two men. And both of them was him. One spiritual, thank God, and one natural. Yes, sir. That's where the warfare is. But folks, when you give in to the world, evil, thank God, is in charge today. Look around. Look around. Preacher, this ain't no shouting message. I want you to know it could be. I'm not going to live in this world without God. Are you? Very few people, I told you something a while ago, very few people in this world know. My kids never knowed it. Preacher, you ought to have told them how the Lord would deliver them. That wasn't the purpose. That wasn't the purpose. I tried to live before, my friend, that God would deliver. Huh? And He had the delivering power. And He is able to keep me out of the world, my friend. But I had to submit myself. And you do too. You can't handle the world by yourself. It takes you and the Lord. It most certainly does. I'd be a lying. I'd be a lying, my friend, if I told you that this world didn't have a draw. They come up with a new one every day. You look and see if things don't get worse. Start out a little bit. You may be a gambler, I'm not, but you may be. You may be one of these that plays the parlay. You may be one of these that bets on the team. Huh? They've made it simple. They have. They've made it. You give them five, they'll give you 50. Huh? Yes, sir. Right off the bat. They make it easy. You don't think that draws and lures a lot of people? I'm going to tell you something, and I've got my thoughts. I'll try to keep them. But brethren, I work with men, brethren, that they're deacons of churches. They cuss like a sailor. They play the lottery. They drink every chance they get, my friend, and they're deaconing at a church. Don't tell me that God's in it. Something wrong. Something wrong. Something wrong with that plan. Did you know that in the days of Moses, brethren, that the sons of Korah, they come to Moses and they wanted to have that of the priest's office. And he told them, he said, you can't do it.
Amen.
You can't do it. We're living in a day where a church says you're not qualified. And brethren, they'll go down the corner and they'll qualify them. Woo! They're doing it without God. Is that not right? The sons of Korah, my friend, they went ahead. They just went on. You don't think these people out there today doing the very same thing? Brethren, these men that's in charge of churches, brethren, that God has never put a finger on them. Preacher, you're not preachers. They're doing it without God. Bible said the sons of Korah went ahead. They was going to offer up the sacrifices. And brethren, old Moses got a hold of who? He got a hold of God. Did he not? He got in touch with God. And he said, if these men die the common death, he said, then there's nothing to us. Yes, sir. You know what the Bible says? It says, my friend, that the ground opened up and swallowed them. Yes, sir, read it. It's in there. Why, preacher? Because God wasn't in it.
Amen.
You travel down the road and God not in the midst of it, you're headed for trouble. Yes, you are. You're headed for a wreck. Yes, you are. You're headed, my friend, for something that you cannot control. People's lives out of control today. People, my friend, wants control today. Did you know that? Did you know that wanting that control is just as bad as being out of control? The sons of Korah, it wasn't a bad thing they wanted to do, but they wasn't qualified. Why not? They was not a son of Levi. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Without God. One writer said, at one time, we was without God in this world. And we was. All of us. Before you got saved, without God, you can't take. I thought people don't like rules. People don't like to abide by rules. People don't like to go by My friend, what's common and what's in order, or what's been in order down through the years, they sometimes, my friend, that's just not tradition. My friend, you get in the Word of God and you find out if it don't stand you right with God. Amen. I'm going to say this, and probably most of you ain't going to like it, but I'm going to say it anyway. It goes for the apparel you wear. Amen. Yes, sir. Preacher, I won't have that. My friend, it happened in the olden days. My friend, there ain't nothing wrong with how we look at things today. Preacher, you on touchy subject. I got news for you. There's things, my friend, that was put in place a long time before I ever arrived. And thank God it ain't nothing but right. Preacher, I don't want to do that no more. That's old traditions, and we just going to put them aside. I'm going to ask you something, my friend. Did that come from the Lord, or did that come from you?
Yeah.
It's serious. You don't think, my friend, that God acknowledges us? He'll acknowledge us, my friend, when, going right back, when we acknowledge Him.
Amen.
There's not one thing in this world that you'd ever put down for the cause of Christ that He would not bless you for it.
Amen.
He'll do it. Yes, He will. He'll do it. You say, preacher, churches all over the land, they're accepting this and they're accepting that. I just have to go find me one of them. I've got news for you. Not being smart, my friend, but I've got news for you. There's some things that are just right. There's some things that are just in order. And my friend, we ought not to have a problem going with the order.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I read something here a while back. I don't search much, but for whatever reason, I was just looking at things. You really want to know? I was looking at places to eat. And I run across one, my friend. And I thought, well, I won't be going there. And you know why I wouldn't go there? It was because of the dress code. Because of the dress code. What do you mean, preacher? Well, you couldn't go in there with a pair of flip-flops or blue jeans or a tank top. They wouldn't serve you. They wouldn't serve you, my friend, if you had your casual. They wouldn't serve me dressed as I am. Nor would they accept the women. They had dress codes for all, both men and women. If you was going to eat there, my friend, you was going to wear a suit. You was going to be dressed. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I don't guess I'd eat there either. Well, they catered to a certain few. But they evidently had a pretty good crew. They've been there a while. You hear me? You hear me? You say, preacher, what do you mean? I said, I wouldn't go down there because I'm not going to put a suit on just to go eat. I'm not, personally. Well, if you ever decided to go, you got to be dressed right. You say, preacher, you're on dangerous ground. Can I tell you something, my friend? God loves us. He loved us before we loved Him. He came to us just as we were. just as we were. And he saved us just as we were. Yes, sir. But when we get saved, my friend, there's some things that do change.
Amen.
Do they not? Do they not? I could go on and on. I'm not going to kill a horse. Not here to do that. You say, preacher, you just getting on to us. I want you to know something. It ain't hard to look like the world. Do you know that? It ain't hard. It ain't hard for us, my friend, to open the doors. And a lot of people have. A lot of churches has. They've opened the doors and they said, just come as you are. I've always said this, and I'll say it again. When you come to the house of God for the first time, you are whatever it is. It ain't going to bother me, nor will it bother anybody here. But I do believe when people get saved that something changes.
Yes. Amen.
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 Knowledge.
Yes. There's a... Paul said it like this. He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I done as a child. And he worked as a child. But he said, when I became a man, he said, I put away childish things.
Amen.
Is that not right? Sometimes we just have to grow up.
Yeah. Amen.
Sometimes we just have to get mature.
Yeah.
Folks, if we could see the picture, I don't think we do sometimes, but if we could see the picture this morning of what it is, brethren, when we turn from God and go to the world, brethren, there's nothing but evil out there for you.
Amen.
Nothing. Nothing. Without God, because God didn't go with you.
Amen.
Well, preacher, the Lord ain't going to leave me in this shape. And he ain't going to leave me in that shape. If you'll draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. And you know what he says to draw nigh with? Purify your hearts. Cleanse your hands, you double-minded, and follow me.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Follow me. Seek after him. There's things this morning that I would to God. You take this third chapter of 2 Timothy and you read it and look and see if you don't see the world. You look and see if you don't see the world of which we're in. And brethren, it's not. It's not this morning. It's not that God hates us. It's not that God looks down upon us. But brethren, it is that God loves us and he wants us to be in communication with him. And brethren, you do that, you'll do it with God and not without him. Come get a verse of a song. That's going to be the message. I don't know this morning your heart. I thought, you say, preacher, there's things that's just well enough left alone. Well, sometimes you just can't leave things alone. I drove a car the other day, went to Columbia, Tennessee, about 3.5 hour drive. And I delivered a new vehicle, and I picked up a trade. And the trade wasn't that old, looked good, Inside looked good, outside looked good. Had good tires on it. Before I left, the owner said, he said, there's 3 gallon antifreeze in the trunk. I said, okay. He said, I hope that'll get you back. Very words he says. I hope that'll get you back. Listen, folks. Susan said something this morning, talking about when the Lord says your leaves on fire, your leaves on fire, your leaves on fire. When the temperature hand goes to red, it normally means something. It normally means you got a problem of some sort. The man told me it straight up. He said, I drive it. He said, I drive it to Nashville. He said, it's an hour and 15 minute drive there, hour and 15 minute back. He said, some days, he said, I can drive it, don't have a problem. He said, but other days, he said, I can drive 20 miles down the road. And he said, it's done overheating. I said, well, I appreciate you telling me. I get out on the road, my friend, and I called the office, and I told him, I said, well, I appreciate what you give me. Old salesman, he said, well, I didn't know that. I said, man told me he told you exactly what he told me. I said, I don't know how long it'll take me. Well, it took me 6.5 hours. I stopped 4, if not 5 times. And one time I pushed it. I said, well, there's just something wrong with that needle or something. No. When she's on red, my friend, it normally means there's a problem. Now, I'm not here to tell you what the problem is in your life. I'm not here to tell you that you've got a problem. But I'll say, just like Susan said this morning, when the Lord speaks and things getting too hot, it's getting too hot, it's getting too hot, you better stop. You better stop. I made it home, and I had 1 gallon. So it took me 2 gallon antifreeze to get home. And I babied it. Couldn't run the air conditioners, 94 degrees outside. A lot of things. A lot of situations. When our life gets in a hot position, or we get in a broke down position, my friend, we ought to just lean on the Lord just a little more.
Yeah.
In our life. I don't live in this world without God. I don't do it. I don't live like the world lives. I don't do it. There's things, my friend, that are out of my life simply because I've asked the Lord to help me with them. And He'll help you this morning. But it's a mess without God. It's a mess. It's high temps, what it is. High temps. And normally when the gauge hits red, there's a problem. There's a problem. Look around. Look around your community. Look around, my friend, and see what our grown-ups have done with our children. It's sad without God. Let us stand. Sing a verse, some song.